Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Start with one day. So it's 7 days a week. Start with one day. This is a starting point to help you learn what to post. Number two, start practicing with your phone and getting comfortable on camera. Number three, practice makes perfect. So try to practice at least twice a week. And I said, feel free to reach out if you have any questions and or concern. My goal is to provide customer service, the best customer service I can. I can only do that by guiding people to the next step. And I recently learned that. I understand the importance of it because I don't want people to feel stranded and they have to feel like they have to answer, figure it out by themselves. No, I want to be there for them. Throughout their podcasting journey, just share with them like everything that I've learned and how not to be overwhelmed with getting comfortable on camera. So that is great. Value. I want to add value. I want to help others. And so the only way I can is if I'm actually helping others. Shout out to this guy named RJ. He actually told me about that. He mentioned, he said, people don't care about what you can do for them unless you show them that you care for them. And I'm like, how are you supposed to show that you care for people? He was like, well, just show them that you care for people. I'm like, how do you do that? And then like over time, I start to learn how to care for people. I start to answer my phone faster. I started to answer my phone whenever someone called. Like, for instance, I have a mentee, shout out to Angie, and I communicate with him, and I'm sharing with him. I'm sharing different stories with him, sharing different experiences with him. And my goal was to work with him, not only work with him, but to help him become the best version of himself. The only way I can do that is by showing that I care. We have a routine every day. You know what I mean? Every day I send him a message. I ask him a question of, what do you think this means? Or what do you think that means? Just helping and being there for him. If I show that I care, people will feel like I care. And I actually do care. I actually do care because I remember when I was starting on my journey, yes, I go to a conference. Yes, I go to an event. But when I leave, I'm still stranded by myself trying to figure out everything. And I didn't know that was the biggest challenge I ever had, was trying to figure out everything by myself. On the contrary, when I'm able to communicate with others on a consistent basis, business coaches or mentors or so on and so forth, I'm able to reach out to them and they're able to respond in a way where I don't feel alone. I don't want people to feel alone. So my goal, my specialty is going to help people not feel alone and be there with them throughout every step of their journey. And that's the goal. That's the goal behind everything. So that's why I wanted to share that with you. Great lesson. Oh my God, it took me so long to learn that. Jeez Louise. So this one's going to go. Dang, I ain't got it. Oh, there we go. So this one should not be just one. It should actually be feature scripts. There we go. There we go. All right, let's get back to it. All right, Let's get back to it. Hey, let's get back to it. Hey. Yeah, great question. Your sender email address plays a big role in credibility, trust, and response rates, especially when you reach out to professional organizations like schools, program, and athletic departments. It's a breakdown to help you choose the best one for your speaker's outreach campaign. Okay, personal trust, connection, speak outreach, you're the face of the story. Feels personal, real, less like a mass marketing email, reinforce name recognition as a motivational speaker. You just say it's part of a professional brand team where you want to reinforce that there's a business trust behind your work. Booking system, support team, media kit. Oh, that's good. Professionalism. All right, final recommendation. Okay. Not ideal for speaker outreach. Okay. When it comes to these, could be harder to scale. Someone else send emails on your behalf. Have standouts from cold emails that look corporate or automated. Some audiences may prefer corresponding with or speaking as professional backed by company brand. Add professional brand trust. Slightly less professional may reduce initial engagement compared to your name fame. Not direct outreach, okay. Let me see. Let me see. This is actually pretty good. I'm actually glad I'm doing this right now. it's not like. Wait, what about? Is a strong. Oh, okay. There we go. Pockets may be out of context. That's cool. To use from this house speaker. Okay. Okay, let's see now. That's a smart one. Okay. There we go. Yeah, that's good right there. There we go. There we go. Oh, that's good. Excuse me. Okay. All right, let's. We good. It's good, it's good, it's good. Oh yeah, that thing is good. I like that. Alright. As a matter of fact, before I delete that. Paste, put this in a Word document. There we go. Got that there. Got that there. Got that there. Okay, let me go ahead and go open this right quick. Documents. Okay, got all these. Adding team members. Go, there we go, there we go, there we go. All right, there we go. This is actually pretty good. I'm glad I did this right quick. Let me come back up, Okay. Break up. Go. There we go. There we go. All right. There we go. There we go. There we go. All right. Yep. I'm not figuring it out no more. Let's go. We have a conversation purpose through storytelling. We compare and I've seen how powerful it is when someone learns to use their voice. Communication. Respond back. Big one.
Excuse me.
Taking out these. Connect with you. There we go. For the to success. Have it say turn setbacks into success. All right. Hey, we getting to it. So when I start reaching out to different programs, I'm already... That's crazy. Okay. So last couple minutes, I haven't been communicating. So this is what's taking place right now. So when I did the second 90-day challenge, I was literally trying to figure out what I needed to put in place, why I'm putting something in place, and why, and the importance behind it. And, as I'm putting everything into place, I had to create the emails. I had to create so many different things with the help of ChatGPT. And now that I had to not only create it, but I had to update my calendar invitation. There were so many different things that I had to update that it got so overwhelming. I'm like, let me just take a step back, because now everything is overwhelming. Now I'm trying to do everything live while streaming. And it got to a point where I had doubt about what I was doing because I had to do so many different things. However, I'm glad I took that time off to set up what I needed to set up, because now I'm not as stressed. Now I'm not overthinking. Now I'm not overwhelmed, because everything, I wasn't necessarily to say everything, but 80%, let's say 75 to 80% of everything is set up. And I took time to set everything up. And taking time to set everything up takes a lot of time. So, oh my goodness. Just to see like my confidence building and my stress level going down because I took the time to set everything up. Setting everything up would give you so much advantage because you're able to plan ahead. You're able to act accordingly and you're not getting stressed. That is a major lesson that I've learned during this time, during my third attempt to grow a podcast business while making $100,000 in the next 90 days to help entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and don't make money from it. It all comes from me setting it up, me having a plan, me getting educated, me understanding, me asking questions, me having different people that's in my life that can help me along the way. And all these things are put together to one piece, to one puzzle, to help me understand more about what I'm doing, more about how I can help, and how I position myself differently. In order for me to position myself differently, I have to understand that there's a process behind everything that I'm doing. And now I recognize the process that I'm stepping into. So everything is working together. All the pieces are working together. It might seem like it's a lot. However, the more you do it, the more you understand that you're doing it for, you're just doing it in a way where it's going to help you be more consistent. And man, oh man. I don't have a team at this moment, but I have ChatGPT. I have systems that I'm putting into place. And just because I don't have a team doesn't mean I can't have systems. What systems is just a way of doing things. Just a way of when I cut my hair, there's a certain way that I cut my hair. When I go to the gym, there's a certain way that I work out. When I run, there's a certain way that I run. There's a certain route that I run. And so when I learned while being in business is that you have to have a way of conducting business. My first 90-day challenge, my second 90-day challenge, I didn't have a way of conducting business because I didn't know that's what you were supposed to do. And so, man, oh man, I feel great. We making strides over here. We making a difference over here. Let's go. You know, things get big, people understand when I don't hear from. Typically, when I don't. Put typically right there. Do any of these sound me missing upcoming event? If so, no worries. I still love to connect. My mission as Mimico Brandon Podcast Coach is helping students turn setbacks into success while becoming their own somebody. Something you've seen transform lives across campus programs just like yours. If it's worth having a conversation, here's my calendar link. This is pretty good. Just add one more thing. And typically, All right, here we go. Here we go. Just checking in. Are any of these the case? I know things can get busy and completely understand. If now not the right time, typically we don't hear back. Yep, there we go. When we, that's what I like. And I completely, I know things can get busy and typically when we don't hear back, it's just one of those things. Don't know where it is. We'll still look. There we go. Helping students turn step back to success. Some Biden's messing ever since they did the school program. It's still worth having. Here's a link that works best. Thanks again for your work. If doing students, it can be into. Yes! That's good. That's great. That's great. That's great. Now, update and. As well, there we go. There we go. Helping students turn setbacks to success while becoming their own somebody-ness. There we go. Yeah. Oh, bro. That's crazy. Hold on. Let me. I gotta look at some. Hold on. Let's go. Dang. Now I gotta find. I think that video actually goes well with it. It's a short video. What am I looking for? Dang, now I gotta look for the video. God, dog. That'll go perfect right there, too. Perfect. Let me see. This video, it was my speaker's real, but it actually goes well with this, to be honest. It goes well with this. Wait. There we go. That goes so perfect with it. I gotta find it now. Oh man, I gotta find it. There we go. Walk into your greatness.
See the money you make while you sleep. Watch your practice grow in real time.
There we go. Yup, that's golden. That is golden, bro. Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go. If you're doing well, wanted to ask questions. Are you the right person to speak with to bring guest speaker for your students? Yep, there we go. Full introduction. There we go. I want to follow up. If you're involved in the school's program and care deeply about student development beyond grades and performance, we focus on helping students turn setbacks into success while becoming their own somebody-ness. Let's go. That's a like. I like that. As a Marine Corps veteran, I've learned how to take life's toughest moments and turn them into stepping stones. That's the same instance I bring to students through live talks, Q&As, and podcast-style sessions that leave a lasting impact. Bro, oh my, I've been doing this. Oh my God, bro. You don't understand. Like, man, I've been doing it my whole, I've already been doing it, man. I've already been, everything I'm doing, I've already been doing it for a long time. Self breakup. I know things get busy. God, dog, man. Oh, man. No way, no man. Self breakup. Okay. Just checking in. What was the other ones? Helping students turn setback into success. Good question. Yup. Typically, we don't hear back from organization you even do anything sound like. Our mission is simple. Help us think turn setback to success while becoming our own somebody. As a veteran and podcast coach, I've seen firsthand how powerful this message can be when delivered at the right time. If you still like to chat, yes, that is good. Yes, that's great. Oh man, I literally been doing it. Done. It's so exciting, to be honest, man. Okay, let me share with you. So, within the last half a decade, and when I got out the Marine Corps, before I even got out the Marine Corps, I was going to different places to speak. And I started back in Little Rock, Arkansas, where I'm originally from. And during that time, I was trying to figure out what value I could bring to the students, how I can help them, how I can help inspire them as well. So during that time, I'm trying to figure out the message. I'm trying to figure out myself. I'm trying to figure out everything that I was going through. And during that time, I'm appreciative that the OK program, ironically enough, one name is Sergeant Davis, the other name is Sergeant Davis as well. But so both of the Sergeant Davis, they let me come and speak to the OK program, and then Officer Turner, and then Deputy Johnson, like the men of the mentorship of the OK program, they helped me like just speak to the kids, speak like to the kids, because it was a program that I went to when I was younger, and I saw the impact that they were bringing while showing up consistent, teaching us how to be a man, teaching us life skills as well. And so when I went back to Little Arkansas and I gave presentations about, you know, believing in yourself, why believing in yourself is so important, and how starting with a dream can change your life, it gave me confirmation that I was doing the right thing. Because in the audience, in the stands, as the kids were sitting down, I saw myself like dang, trying to figure out, trying to just going through the motion, just going and experiencing different things during that time. And during that moment, I recognize that I've already been doing what I'm currently doing on a bigger, on a lower scale. Now I just want to do it more often. Now I want to do it more frequently. Now I want to get paid for my services and time, because I understand the value that I bring in. It's not about getting paid. It's not only about the payment. It's about making a bigger impact. The more money I can make, the more impact I make. On the contrary, the money is not tied to the impact. The impact is tied to the money. The more impact I make, the more money I can make. So I want to make more impact. I want to help more people, because I know what it's like to go from nothing to something, something to something, something to even more something. Like, you never get to a point where you figure everything out. However, you get to a point where you can go back and help somebody. While I was in the Marine Corps, then we was about to go hike, and the line was like, let's just say we're in this line right here, and we're moving. When the line starts to pull away, they say, reach back and touch somebody. So you have to literally reach back and touch somebody, and the person that's behind you, they have to run and catch up. I was the runner because I was the short one. So I'm running to catch the hand. I'm running to touch somebody. I'm running to close the gap. And so as I'm closing the gap, I know what it's like to reach back and touch somebody because I was the one that needed help getting pulled up. I was the one that needed help closing the gap. I was the one that needed to touch somebody because I was too far behind. And that's what I want to do. I want to reach out and touch somebody because I want to help them get to the next step. I want to motivate them, not necessarily motivate them, I want to transform the way that they look at themselves. I want to transform what they think about themselves. I want to transform them from not having dreams to them having dreams. So that's my goal, and it's so amazing to recognize that I've been doing it for so long. I just didn't recognize the impact that I was making. So never forget, reach back and touch somebody, especially when you are just a step ahead of somebody, because everyone always needs help. So what we're going to do now, just finish reading the emails, and then I'm going to actually create up to 15 so that way I can continue the communication with them and just test everything and see how long does it take to hear back. Oh, this is good. What happens when students hear you're not alone? How long does it take for someone to reach back out and say, yes, I would love to have you in? So that's my goal behind everything. One came to me afterward and said, I don't know anyone else. Made me feel seen. That's what we do. I figured out my mission is to have a student to simply come down soon. These aren't just speeches, they're a conversation that helps students feel understood, valued, and ready to grow. Okay. Behind the mission, bro. I faced failure head on for a while. I didn't know what was out. Oh, that's good. My journey in Marine Corps, I faced failure head on, and for a while, I didn't know who I was outside the uniform. That's why I started Failure is Knowledge, to share what I learned in those moments and help others do the same, especially students. Now through podcasting and speaking, I help students see failure not as the end, but as the beginning of who they're becoming. That's actually pretty good. Short video podcast clip. This is what it sounds like when students open up. Here's a short clip of recent how I helped them step into their voice. Break down the student benefits. Yeah, this is good. This is good. This is good. Okay. Speaker kit media. Okay. While our message is aligned, the more you're creating people of character. Yeah, I'm going to have to call it in. As soon as I get off the line, I'm going to send them a message. Because I ain't going to lie, I'm not going to lie, they helped me see more about the value that I'm bringing to the world. So if it wasn't for them, to be honest, like, if they want to say, yeah, I can come and inspire the youth, speak to the youth, and just try to figure out who and how I was, I don't know. I'd probably still be here, but it'd probably be longer. I don't know. I can't even put it into words, to be honest. I'm going to send them a message as soon as I get done with this. What? Now I have a way of doing everything. Like, man, it's crazy. Week 4, email 4, email 10. There we go. All right. There we go. Copy this. There we go. Speaking. Schools. Emails. Outreach. All right, there we go. Let's go. For schools. Go. This is good. That's pretty good. Okay, got that. Make sure I got SMS stages. There we go. Organize, move stages. There we go. All right, so let me come back to the screen right quick. So what we went over today, because we're coming up on the 2-hour mark, and I know stream for a long time, bringing more awareness. However, my goal is to build a business, not just stream, because for over the last half decade, I've produced a lot of content. I've created a lot of content. And yes, I'm consistent. My biggest thing is consistency. I want to sell consistency. I want to demonstrate consistency. And my goal is to represent consistency. And the only way I do that is if I show up every single day. So I'm showing up every single day for a certain amount of time. And then once I get off live, get off stream, I'm going to continue to work, continue to really evolve everything I'm doing. So that way, when I come on stream tomorrow, I can do and pick up what we left off today. So this has been great. This has been a great day four, because I'm actually moving the needle forward. I'm making progress. I'm discovering different things that I've already been doing. And it's just giving me more confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. And in order for me to make more impact, I have to continue to do the right thing. So this is day four of third attempt to grow a podcast business, to make $100,000 while helping entrepreneurs helping 100 entrepreneurs launch their podcast, grow their podcast, and make money from their podcast. My goal with this is to build a business around this and to actually speak about everything that I'm going through, that I'm demonstrating, and the importance behind it. So this is day number four. We're gonna end right here. So make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and if you haven't yet, leave your biggest takeaway down below and how it's not only helping you learn more about business, but it helping you be more confident in everything that you're doing. So let me know below. I would love to read your thoughts and connect with you. So I'll see you tomorrow for day number 5.